News Talk ZB, it is now 26 to 7. Now, Brooke Bone is a senior equity analyst with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013-2014. Now, the award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And if you wish to get more information or for an investment statement, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. The telephone number is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345, or milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Brooke Bone is with us once again. Hi, Brooke, and thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry.
Now, July, traditionally a quiet month on the New Zealand stock market. What has been happening recently?
Well, unlike previous years, there's been a lot of activity recently. While the New Zealand market itself has been broadly range-bound, we've seen a lot of new companies coming to the market to raise equity via initial public offerings. And then also today, we've actually had a couple of takeover bids launched amongst the smaller New Zealand-listed companies.
All right, take us through the two takeover bids that were announced today.
Well, three of the largest shareholders of Acurity Healthcare, which manages about five private hospitals around the North Island, have announced they will make a full takeover offer to shareholders by the 26th of August. The price of the offer will be $6.50 per share, and that will be paid in cash.
And what about the other one announced today?
Well, Dorchester Pacific has announced it will offer to purchase over 80% of the shares in Turner's auctions that it doesn't already own for $3 per share. However, unlike Acurity, the payment could be made in cash, could be shares in Dorchester Pacific, or it could also be convertible notes. Now, the shareholders will be able to choose which combination of those payment terms that they'd like. Now, Dorchester have also added what I consider a little sweetener, 15 cents per share special dividend for Turner's Auction shareholders. But that's actually going to come out of their own company's cash, so I don't think it should be added to the offer price.
Brooke, it seems complicated. Why would Dorchester structure a deal like that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, Larry. Firstly, Dorchester doesn't have the cash to make the full takeover offer for Turner's Auctions. The company's been successfully turned around, but it still lacks a really strong balance sheet, strong enough to construct a simple takeover of Turner's Auctions. And the second reason is one more going to the ambition of Dorchester. They think that it will enable the Turner's Auctions shareholders to make an assessment as to whether they'd like to continue as shareholders in the bigger group, which should actually have more scale and the potential to grow faster than as a standalone business.
So what should shareholders do then?
Well, the directors of both companies have advised shareholders not to take any action at present. This is part of the formal takeovers code, and the companies are now involved within that. There will be formal takeover notices that will be sent or should be sent to shareholders during the month of August. Now, under the takeovers code, the board of both companies will need to appoint an independent advisor to opine on the merits of the offer, the size of the potential payments, and to send that out to shareholders. Then the shareholders themselves can make their fully informed decisions.
Okay. So does this mean we're going to see more M&A activity?
We certainly anticipate at this point, with a strong economy, that we will continue to see elevated levels of this type of activity. Now, this is going to lead to some opportunities for investors, but it could also result in a lower number of companies to invest in the future.
Brooke, thank you for that. Appreciate it. That is Brooke Bone, who is a senior equity analyst with Milford Asset Management. And again, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.